Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking this week about the idea of fear and uncertainty in the workplace and how we can avoid it. One of the things that I always find interesting is when you hear about people and their promotions, looking at the reason why. You know, what is the why behind the promotion that they've gotten? What did they do to deserve that promotion? And I think it becomes very interesting when you look at some of the reasons at some firms as to why people get ahead. You know, maybe they've gotten to be friends with the boss. You know, maybe they've positioned themselves in a certain place in the office where they've stepped on somebody else to get where they need to go. So in other words, they made somebody else look bad, and that got them into the position that they're in right now. You know, sometimes they come in and they have contact somewhere else. But the one thing that really should be true of every promotion is it should be based on merit. If somebody gets promoted, there should be absolutely no surprise that that's the person that was chosen. Everyone else should look at that person and realize, yeah, you know what? The reason they got promoted is because they were great at their job. They took a role of leadership and they got to where they are for a very specific reason. What they shouldn't be based on is corporate politics. What they shouldn't be based on is favoritism. So if you think about yourself, and especially if you're in a management role, the sole driver for getting ahead should be merit. What have you done that's gotten you to this point? What great work have you done? What leadership role have you taken on? What is it that you've done in your career or at your time at the firm to get where you are? And when you get that promotion, everybody should look at you and say, yeah, you know what? He definitely or she definitely deserved that promotion. And I think one of the other things around this is that everybody has to understand that that's the way things work. Everyone has to understand that merit is the reason for you getting ahead. And if you're managing people, make sure they understand it. Right? There's nothing that they're going to do from a brown-nosing standpoint that's going to get them that promotion. There's nothing they're going to do from a political standpoint that's going to get them the promotion. The rationale for the promotion is solely based on the work that they've done in the past and the initiative they've shown on their own. If you've had things happen to you as a result of things that were other than merit-related in terms of promotions in your office or in your company, I'd love to hear the stories. And if you've had a company that's changed midstream, where they were doing promotions for the wrong reasons and then changed, that would be an interesting one to hear as well. So send them along to me at joel@joelbrookman.com. Also, if you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about eliminating bad attitudes from your workplace. But for today, if you're in a position of authority in your office or in your company, think about how people are being promoted and make sure that all those promotions are based on merit.